Hello. Welcome to Release Your Wings. Tonight we are continuing our program on ways of experiencing God. I'm Dan Bagley and I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha. And this is really a special issue of this because we're talking about God is healer. And I think that's important to all of us at some parts of our lives. So let me throw you a hardball starting off, Shireen. Do we have a distinction between being healed and getting well? In other words, is it God will take away my cold, my migraines, whatever, or is it a healing process much deeper than that?
It's much deeper. We are talking about spiritual healing. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily physical, which could happen. It could happen, I'm not saying. But it's more of a spiritual healing. So it's about healing the soul. Not necessarily healing the body.
But
there is a connection.
Yeah, there is definitely a connection between the mind and the body and the soul and the body.
Yes.
Exactly. So help me out with this, because this isn't one of the problems we can get into is, oh gosh, I brought on my own illness or something like that. And that's not really what we're talking about here. There are ways of strengthening your body, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. You know, one of the things I would like to stress here is if you are only depending on God to make you physically well, then that's a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Because you do need to go to the doctor. Yeah. So we're not talking about that kind of a healing. Yeah. And also the other thing is what you were saying about, did I bring on my migraine or did I bring on my cold? It's really important that we don't think about the past.
Uh-huh.
However it came, it came. Mm-hmm. Let's move forward with this. So there is an emotional piece to that.
Sure.
Definitely. There is what we call a sanskaras too, mm-hmm. that play out, you know, the deep-rooted impressions within the soul mm-hmm. that play out through physical illness also. But it's good not to go there. It's good not to analyze it too much. It's good not to do all of that. What my personal experience, and especially now with some of my health challenges, mm-hmm. is that I really have learned to experience God as my surgeon, as my healer, as my doctor, whatever you want to call.
And before we started, you shared a personal story, and your physician, you see her as an instrument of God in that. And you had a nice way of phrasing it. How was that?
Today I had to go to the doctor and it was something very important. We had to make a very important decision about how I'm going to go with my next phase of whatever physical things. And I decided that, you know, I told God, and I call him Baba, that you use her as an instrument, and you are my surgeon, and you use her as an instrument to tell me what you are going to do, what I should do. So what I feel is because I invited him that he uses her as an instrument, he uses her specialities in the physical body, but also there is, you know, that clutter that she mm-hmm. might have, this clarity she might get because I've invoked God to use her. And so things like that, but it's very important that God needs instruments. I cannot go to the doctor and say, hey, you know.
Yeah. So also, though, I mean, there's good scientific evidence that how we think about our illness has some effect on how well we heal. In other words, if we're fighting it, if we're angry and all, that breaks down the immune system to some degree. So part of this...
It is psychosomatic. It's good not to fight. It's good not to fight anything.
Exactly. So, you know, in the, I don't know if you even followed the Star Trek stuff, but the Borg's right. Resistance is futile. as we go through life, trusting the healing power of God, the healing power of the entire universe is set up for us to realize wonderful things.
Yes, and also there's so many gifts that come. There's so many realizations that mm-hmm. come. There's so many things that we discover about ourselves. And people might, people might say, I have chronic migraines. What am I discovering from the time I was 8? But there is a lot of gifts that come. And also, there's also karmic settling going on because through the body. And it's good to settle it. You know, it's good to pay off your debt. so, in a way.
So within that, the blaming is not the way to get through it. Also, I think it's important to acknowledge that regardless of how spiritual we are, we're in these bodies that are not made to last forever.
Exactly.
The soul may go on forever, but the body itself, it sort of gets...
Yeah, it has a lifespan.
Yeah. So this isn't about living forever in this body. It is more about appreciating, enjoying maximum health to the way we're set up. Is
yes.
that correct?
And also, when we invoke God as the surgeon or the doctor or the herbalist or whatever... Mm-hmm. you want to call as the healer, is that we are invoking him to heal the soul, mm-hmm. to heal the soul of the vices, to heal the soul of sorrow.
Yes.
Because I feel like pain, really, the root of pain is sorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about I poked myself or this or that.
Right.
But what sorrow am I holding inside myself? And so to invoke God to really heal that sorrow.
And to trust that suffering, sorrow, can be smoothed out, ameliorated.
Yes, yes. You know, several times I've seen Dadi Janki go through major illnesses, like several times over the last couple of decades that I've known her, she almost passed away. And every time she's back, she comes back with renewed energy, renewed, you know, vigor for life and all of those things. And at 96 now, she's...
96 like, now. That's important to underscore at this point. So you'd expect her to have a few aches and pains along the way.
Yeah.
But that's amazing.
So she's doing very well.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. She's doing very well. And we want her to, of course, live for a long time. But what I've noticed is every time we ask her, so was that difficult? And she says... there was no suffering.
Yes. Yeah. And that is the part of being healed, regardless of the physical things that are happening. Suffering is partially the story you're giving yourself in your mind.
Exactly.
Of not
exactly.
trusting.
Not the story you're telling yourself, mm-hmm. thinking too much about it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an incessant thoughts about why did this happen, this shouldn't have happened, that, all of those things really accentuate the suffering.
And here's one of the paradoxes I find, that we get these bad habits of why did it happen, why me, oh how awful it is, and we're doing it believing it's protecting us when it's doing exactly the opposite. It's taking needed energy that we have to heal and putting it on blame of story and all of that. So part of this is the metaphor of letting go and letting God, I think, is very clear within Brahma Kumari's sense of healing, as well as virtually all religions throughout the world.
Yes, yes. And also, you know, that is the physical, right? This, mm-hmm. the soul and then the impact of the soul on the body. But also just the impact of the Supreme Soul, God, on the soul. Mm. Because the soul needs healing before even the body needs healing.
Exactly.
Because there are enough people in the world to heal the body. Mm-hmm. But there's only God who's going to really help us heal the soul.
Ooh, that's worth underscoring. So in healing our souls is ultimately the best thing going.
Yeah, and so and to understand that he really is the one. Because the reason why our understanding is that only God heals souls is A, he never becomes ill. He's beyond that. Mm-hmm. He's the one who stays beyond. He's never had, you know... the soul is always pure. There's never a diseased portion to him. And so he's able to do that. He's able to heal us because of that. And then the other part is that we have to understand how he heals. Mm-hmm. Yes, he heals the soul, but how does he heal the soul?
Go into that.
You know, I was thinking his tools or his mm-hmm. medicine or his herbs, how, you know, fill in the blanks, because I know people don't like medicine, and some don't like herbs, and some don't like this and that. So whatever his tools or his method for healing is, the knowledge, mm-hmm. is the understanding he gives us.
Good.
And that understanding, when we apply it in the right way, purifies the soul. That's one.
Understand.
And then understanding is one. And the other aspect is my connection with him.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So not only my understanding of what's going on, but my also my connection with him heals.
So with those two, that being connected every day means probably having some sort of rituals, habits, way of living that brings God more into our awareness than just something we wait for Sunday to happen.
Right, right. You know, the reason why we talk about a regular practice, mm-hmm. a regular meditation practice, a regular, you know, listening to and, you know, some kind of knowledge practice, is that regularity heals the soul. Mm-hmm. If you want to break a habit, you know, what do people say? Do it for 21 days or do it regularly.
Right.
Only that regularity heals the soul. Otherwise, it, you know, once a week.
Yeah.
Hopefully they are having a more closer relationship than just once a week.
I would think so. I mean, we certainly have our saying blessing before we eat. I mean, not all the time or everybody, but that's one way of doing it. Looking out each day. I mean, I'm struck by, I don't think of it as religious particularly, but every day throughout the day there are things that make me go, wow, I am so grateful. And it might be how beautiful today was, for example. It might be, my weird one is when I go into a grocery store, I look around and go, oh my goodness, look at how much abundance. What a blessing to be in this place, in this world to live in.
Gratitude is very much a part of healing.
And I think it's a way of touching into God, of the bigger picture, that it's not about me, it's about the system of plenty, of abundance.
Right.
That. So sometimes we go and say, oh, God, I really need healing. Do you have that moment? Do you ever? Well, you said when you went to your physician. You
know, I mean, not in those terms, but yes, in a way, I feel I do go for an IV. Every now and then.
And by the way, the IV is spiritual, you're saying.
Yes, spiritual. Spiritual IV. IV of peace, or IV of understanding, or IV of bliss, or IV of hope.
Yeah, that's a nice thing, because in a funny way, your intention can help that come about a little bit better.
Yes, yes. And also, the IV works in an interesting way.
Uh-huh.
Because what happens is, if I want an IV of peace, I cannot go and say, I want an IV of peace. I have to recognize that that peace is within me.
Ah, nice.
And then I invite God to think of Him as peace, to activate that peace. So I start activating that peace, but I have to be co-creators in this IV.
Yeah, I think that's...
And to really... to experience peace, to experience love, to experience anything, I have to recognize that in myself.
Yeah.
So it's as important to know myself as it is to know God. It's as important to know that I'm a beautiful, peaceful, loving being to know, to understand God as a healer. And so when I'm able to recognize that, then He almost just acts like a catalyst.
So do you have a way for some people who might say, I don't feel like I'm a wonderful, beautiful...
Some things you just have to take on faith.
You have to take it and just take the step forward to say, this is
who I am. Yes, and then once you start meditating on it, I am peaceful, I am loveful, then it starts emerging, and that experience will give you more faith.
And I have to underscore that this daily meditation, better more than once a day, is really one of those practices that can pull you closer to the sense of God and the healing than most anything else in my... And that's, for me at least, it's a combination of prayer as well as that. But it isn't beseeching prayer. It's normally
Let me
feel the presence of God personally.
Right. I agree. You know, it's so important to know that when if I am just praying and like begging, then I am not really utilizing fully my own capacity.
Exactly, exactly. Or tapping into the wellspring that is goodness and mercy and these things that end suffering. That's very nice. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us. I hope this has helped you experience God as the healer in a little bit better way.